This is Dorothy Seckler testing the machine in preparation for an interview with Joan Mitchell on May 21st, 1965. This is Dorothy Seckler interviewing Joan Mitchell on May 21st in New York, 1965. Joan, I remember that from years past that some of the imagery in your paintings had something to do with your childhood in Illinois. Is that Illinois?
Chicago.
Chicago itself. Yeah. And I wondered if you might want to reminisce about the early years and how you came to think about becoming an artist. What things in your environment, in your family, or friends, whatever happened to you in your early life that might have tended to make you choose this direction rather than any other?
Well, I used to go to the Lincoln Park Zoo and also to farms around in the countryside, cornfields, and paint watercolors with my father from the time I was 6 years old, I suppose. And he was a doctor, but I think always wanted to be an artist. And so I carried it on.
He had been painted early in life?
Not seriously, but he always drew. I still have his drawings. He's dead now. And they're very like Lautrec or along that line, sort of Frenchy, and he'd take me to the Art Institute, and I loved painting, and painted all the time.
Mm-hmm. When did you begin to do this? You were growing, I suppose, when you
were six, seven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, after you left school, did you think of going to an art school, or what developed then?
Well, I was too young, according to him, to go to an art school. I was a year ahead. So I closed my eyes and went to Smith College and was miserable with 2,000 women. And then I...
Did you stick it out for all the points?
No, I only went two and packed my bags. By that time I was old enough, and I got a scholarship at the Art Institute of Chicago and finished that. Then I got a fellowship and went to France. They give traveling fellowships, mm-hmm. So you have to. I came here first to New York, mm-hmm. which I adored, and went to France and came back here as quickly as I could.
Was there anything that happened in your training in Chicago that was important to you? Any particular teachers there that were inspiring? Direction?
Well, there were some inspiring teachers. I mean, nobody that's, I guess, well known.